Yeah, I think as the sun comes up and we start seeing the damage, it's really just heart-wrenching. We had about 18 buildings on three different blocks somehow affected by the fire. We had buildings that have been completely destroyed. We had buildings that have sustained severe water damage. We've got four businesses, maybe five businesses as I walk down the street. That are shut down, trying to figure out how they're going to cope with this. It was just a fire of all fires and something I had never seen in my 26 years. But we're going to work really hard to rebuild our city. Most importantly, nobody got hurt. That was our number one concern. This morning we have DPW and support from Green Island coming. We're going to start cleaning up the streets and getting all the soot and glass and debris out of the streets so that we can try to bring back some sense of a normal downtown. And we're going to work really hard to overcome this and rebuild our city.
What's the count? How many people are homeless? How many buildings in
Well,
total were affected?
as of last night, I can only tell you that 18 were assisted by the Red Cross. I don't know at this point if others did not need their services but could have been pushed out of their house. Last night was very chaotic, and today we're trying to sort through all that. But as it stands right now, 18 is the number of people that sought out the Red Cross.
And I understand they did arrest someone for arson.
Yeah, there was a person arrested, and it was arson in the fourth degree, which, my understanding is it's not intentional. And it's reckless endangerment. They were burning a huge barrel, trying to emulate some type of TV show where they make swords and bend metal. And I really, it's hard for me to understand what they were doing, but that barrel in 30 mile an hour winds burned, three blocks of our city. So, I often tell people when they say, why can't we have a small fire in our yard? And why did they make us put it out? I say you live in a city, and this is an example of those things that could happen. And today we have millions of dollars in damage. We have a whole host of things that we have to overcome. We spent 18 months working around the clock to start rebuilding Ransom Street, and it's disheartening that we have to take a step back and start all over again. But that's what Cohoes is all about. We will overcome, we will rebound, and we will be better than we were before the fire. I'm proud of the citizens, our fire department, and all of the surrounding departments from everywhere. Were just amazing, because this could have been 10 times worse with the wind and the conditions. Our police departments and so many people have reached out to me about helping these fire victims, and my suggestion is going to be just to hold off until we can figure out, how to put together a plan. Well, there's a lot of people with a full heart that want to show their love and help for the people. We just want to make sure that before they all start sending things and raising money or whatever they're all talking about doing, that we know exactly, who needs what and where it's got to go, and we have a plan. So I'm just asking people to hold off until we can put together some type of plan. We still have a state of emergency. It's still dangerous in the downtown here. So I'm asking the citizens and people from the surrounding area, please stay away from the downtown until that we can get it cleaned up, and there's gas leaks going on. There's still fire burning in some of the worst damaged buildings, and there's a lot of people going to be down here working. There may be some parking restrictions. I apologize to the people for that, but if they can just help us follow those restrictions, it will help make things go a lot smoother, and we can get the downtown open a lot quicker. So that's where we are this morning, and we're just going to work really hard to address these issues.